We'll call the Senate Education meeting to order, and if the clerk will call the roll.
Dugard.
Ham.
Here.
Cutmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre. Munson. Olson.
Here.
Rose.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Quorum present. Entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from February 7th. Moved by Senator Munson, seconded by Senator Ham. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes adopted. Again, anybody here that will be testifying to House Bill 1068, hopefully you will sign in. Visitors in the room, everybody looks like they are quite familiar to us, so we won't need to do any introductions. The agenda, we will take House Bill 1068, and I would also like to ask the committee at the end, after we're through with House Bill 1068, if we will just spend a short time and possibly discuss some study topics for the summer, some interim topics. With that, we'll go to the agenda as posted with House Bill 1068 to require the recalculation of the allocation for the disability levels in the state aid to special education formula. Senator Olson.
Are there any questions?
Yes, Senator. There is. I was wondering, I looked at the bill, and the initial bill had year 2003, and that was amended then to 2004. And every 3 years thereafter, is it necessary to wait that long until the recalculation be done? I was, you know, there were some districts that did contact me to say that, you know, that hadn't been done for quite some time, and now we're putting that out for that length of time.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Ms. Tobin or Ms. Miller come and explain that to you.
Are you saying then, Senator?
I have no clue.
Are you saying then that
like
other
was,
proponents
yeah, other
for House Bill 1068?
Yep.
Please come forward.
Good morning, Chairman Bowles, members of the Senate Education Committee. First of all, happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm Diana Miller, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the ESD Plus 5 school districts, and I will basically explain the bill. First of all, I'd like to answer Senator Bowles' question in that why the year change occurred in the House. And the reason for that was with negotiations with Second Floor and DECA, we did not have 3 years of data on the Category 6 prolonged assistance, and we needed to have accurate data on the Category 6. So that's why we waited one more year, so we would have 3 years of data on all categories. Secondly, I'd like to go back a little bit and explain the purpose of this bill. Senator Rose was absolutely right in that when we instituted a change in the special education formula prior to 1997, we had basically two categories, mild and severe. And the numbers were both estimated into as to what each school district would have, how many children, based on actual survey of the types of children with disabilities that were in those school districts. In 1997, we instituted a change because we felt that the categories of the severe needed to be divided up into actual categories. And there are five levels of severe categories. Level one is still the mild category, and that we calculated 8.9% of every school district's ADM would be have a mild disability. Levels two through six are the various categories of special ed, and they vary from prolonged assistance, which is number level six, and we added that, I believe, a year ago, and therefore that was a change in the legislative session. Level two through five deal with anything from autism to multiple disabilities to deaf, blind, so forth. And what this particular piece of legislation does is we feel we ought to get the special education funding formula similar to what we do in human services when we look at people with severe problems there, and in social services, they look at their calculations of people with disabilities every 3 years. They automatically recalculate it based on actual costs. So DECA will be collecting all the data for all, and they have been collecting all the data. They will review it, and in 2004, those disability levels will actually be calculated at the costs. Some may go up, some may go down. We won't know that until all the data is in. And then they would file They would bring that to the legislature, automatically really recalculate it, and we certainly would report to the legislature, because you'll see that in the budget when it is calculated for special ed. So, Senator Burroughs, members of the committee, I would ask that and urge your adoption of 1068, and I would stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Committee, have any questions? Ms. Medar. Hearing none. Any other proponents of House Bill 1068?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Egg representing the Associated School Board. We too support this. I think it explains itself.
Thank you, Mr. Ink. Any further proponents? House Bill 1068. Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1068?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I don't know if I'm an opponent. Maybe I just more or less have a question, or small schools have a question. The way I understand this bill, and maybe it's not right, maybe the proponents can further clarify, if it's not new money, if we're moving money, I guess there's a concern. Maybe not a point, but person with a concern, maybe they can clarify. If it's moving money, we might be somewhat opposed to it, but if there's some new money going with it, then you don't mean it's a...
Your question is, would there be less money available for special education? Is that...
Are we just taking money that's here and shifting? Are we just shifting, or are we... Maybe I just need more.
Okay. Ms. Miller, would you care to answer that question for us? If you come forward.
Senator Burroughs, members of the committee, yes, I can answer that question for you. We won't know that until we prepare the budget when we do the calculations. And I don't anticipate, with the wisdom and probity of this legislature, special ed has always been treated, I think, very, very well, and there's been a great deal of concern. But yes, some categories could drop based on the fact that there aren't the number of students or with that particular level of a disability in that category, so the money could go down. A category could go up. Then we will look at those various categories and determine the budget needed for special education. So it could, or it could remain the same. And we won't know that until we actually get the evaluations in based on the 3 years of actual costs.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Does that answer your question, Ms. Douglas? In other words, basically what we're saying is it could go up, it could go down. However, it's going to be based on data that's going to be put together by DECA, as I understand it, from yearly reports. Okay. Any further opponents to House Bill 1068? Any other opponents? Seeing none, we'll close testimony then to committee action and discussion. Moved by Senator Huttmacher, do pass. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Hamm. Any further discussion? I'm going to ask just one question of the representatives of the school districts. I was led to believe that the federal money that's going to be made available for special education was planning to be increased quite substantially over the next few years. And I think this year has already been increased, but the future looks rather dark. Could you just give us some idea on that? I think for the legislators to know what's in the future.
Yes, Senator Burroughs, members of the committee, the IDEA, yes, the reauthorization and refunding, it looks, the picture is bright, let me say, and that's a nice thing to say about the federal budget. This year the money is built in, and hopefully, you know, I assume they can't bind one group to another. They can always go in and get some serious problem could occur where they need to do cuts, but it is projected to be increasing, yes, for the various categories. To the level, I don't know. Maybe perhaps DECA would have a better handle on the actual dollar amount or the percentage of increase. I'm not aware of that. I just know it's on the upswing, so to speak.
Okay.
And that's based on your child count in your districts that we have to file, you know, December 1. The federal allocation is based on that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other questions or discussion before we vote on House Bill 1068? Hearing none. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Burroughs.
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
House Bill 1068 do pass, moves, hear motion on consent. Any opposition to that? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent on House Bill 1068. Now, if we have just a couple minutes, I guess I'm about 10 minutes ahead. I told somebody it'd be 9:20. We're running a little bit ahead. I won't keep you any longer than I need, but are there any suggestions, ideas from the committee for summer studies? The chairman last year, of course, of the summer study was Senator Hamm. Do you recall anything that came up during your summer study that you think that might be something that we need to look into?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I, you know, we, accreditation, I think we've pretty well taken care of, and compensation, there have been bills. I don't think so.
Senator, where do you feel that we are right now on, let's say, changes in certification and so on? Are there things...
I think they're just moving about as fast as, you know...
They can, and I'm sure that, DECA, you're very involved in that. Are we close to, let's say, some alternatives in certification from DECA? Ideas? Please.
Good morning, Janelle Tolman, Department of Education and Cultural Affairs. In answer to your question, Senator, we are involved in a current rulemaking process on alternative routes to teacher certification. We have proposed rules. Those were adopted in December. We brought them to the Rules Review Committee, and they asked us to go back and do a little more work on them. So that process is in process, I guess, if you will.
Yes, Ms. Tolman. As I remember, there a year ago we did have some legislation that was in front of this committee, and I thought at the time that the suggestions there were very vague. Are they getting to be a little bit more, as an example, up to 62 hours? I think I kind of remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting more specific and getting close to making that alternative possible?
I can speak to the proposal that the board is working with, and that would, at this point, talk about a process that anyone who has a bachelor's degree but hasn't completed teacher education would be able to, if you will, fast track through a summer intensive session where they would get exposure to the pedagogy needed to become a teacher, what we would call the ed block. And at this point, we're talking about a summer of that. Then over the first year of their teaching experience in the classroom, there would be mentorship involved, and that's where these other mentor bills sort of come into play. And then perhaps finally followed up with a final summer session for the last of the pedagogy. There also would be a process for testing out of subject matter areas so that if you did have a subject matter specialization, say you were an engineer with a high level of math, you could test out without having to go back and take more math courses if you pass the test.
However, in a case like that, do you anticipate that there would be some education courses that they must take then?
I wouldn't, that would not take the place of the pedagogy. There's two sides to the coin, the subject matter, of course, and then the pedagogy. The test out would be a potential option for people who seem to have enough coursework in the subject area. The pedagogy, that would need to be obtained. What we're looking is to try to fast track it through a more intensive summer process.
Let's see. Your certification, et cetera, is that always done by rule, or does that come statute? Always done by rule.
The legislature has, by statute, given the South Dakota Board of Education authority to promulgate rules in certification. So the actual rules that govern the process of how we certify people are done through the board, through the rulemaking process.
Thank you.
Senator Burroughs?
Yes, Ms. Roberts. Yes, if you'll come up and identify yourself.
Elaine Roberts with the South Dakota Education Association. I know you're talking about summer studies, and one of the things I think is going to have a great impact on our state is the reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. In fact, I'm going to a meeting tomorrow in Washington to look at how we try to work together to implement the bill. And so there are several sections of ESEA that really go right down to the schoolhouse door. They don't come through the legislature and so on. They go right to the schoolhouse door. And some areas I think that we will need as a state to particularly look at how that will impact us. One is around the issue of teacher quality and teacher certification. You know, we keep talking about how we need to loosen up the rules, and quite frankly, ESEA tightens those rules as we look at it. And you had a bill before you that no one really liked, the truth in advertising, about letting folks know when your people aren't certified. There's a piece of that in the reauthorization of ESEA, letting folks know the quality of your staff. So I think the teacher quality piece, another piece that I think we'll have to look at as a state is the qualifications for paraprofessionals who work in Title I programs. They will also now need to have very definite professional development and to work toward a degree. And I keep wondering how we're going to do that here in South Dakota when those are the folks that we pay $6-$7 an hour. But I think it presents some real challenges for us. And the other piece that most of us don't like to talk about is assessment and the whole assessment piece that's a part of that. So I think as you look to summer, we'll have more information around what's really going to happen, but much of it goes right to the school level or the school district level. And so those three areas are areas that you've talked about this year in your committee, and I think we're going to continue to have to look at those teacher quality and assessment pieces. So,
with some of the ideas, suggestions you have made, is there anyone else representing any of the associations, organizations, with ideas that you think that we should, as a committee, submit to the e-board? If you can think of some, thank you, Ms. Roberts. Mm-hmm. If you can think of some in the next week, I'd certainly appreciate if you would get in touch with me or one of the committee members and make that suggestion. A lot of times we're busy with things, don't really realize what we should look at. I'm sure that we haven't looked at funding for so long. We haven't looked at some of these things. We could just dust off a few of those and do it. But if you have some ideas, I'd really appreciate it. Committee, I'm just wondering, we had two different times here where someone was very concerned about open enrollment and how it was working. Do you feel that we need to possibly address that, and it was down in the southeast part of the state? Do you think that we, with legislation we passed, probably took care of a problem, or do you feel like there's probably some other areas there we need to look at? Yes, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the district that you're talking about raised some real issues that will be in front of many school boards for a long time. And when you get into consolidation and some of the hindrances potentially to consolidation, and it might be a basketball game that was in 1935 or whatever. Point being is that strange things will happen, and so I do believe that the superintendent of that district raised some very, very valid concerns. I'm not sure there's a legislative solution to it.
Any other comments? Senator Huttmacher.
Mr. Chairman, yes, the open enrollment thing, I think there are some things that work or don't work out there, but I'm not sure it really warrants a summer study. And I think we're to the point now, I guess for as long as I've been around here, we've had different issues in education, and it seems like they all come back to funding and money and the programs we're going to implement, and with no money, I really don't see the reason to waste any more having a summer study on them, unless we are going to make that commitment and put funding into education to increase it. And I don't see that happening.
Thank you, Senator. I will admit to this, that since I've been on the e-board, I have been kind of looking at some education topics every summer. But I'll also admit to this, that this particular summer, unless something is really different to be done, I don't anticipate that we would have any in the topics. But who knows what will be suggested later on. Just think about it. I would appreciate any other topics that you may have, may not be with education, anything else that you want in that summer study, just get a hold of it. We always put it in from this committee. With that, I guess this kind of winds up another year with a great committee, fun to work with. I know I can honestly tell you that as I have had contact with other committees in this hallowed halls of legislation, that I wouldn't trade this one for any that I've been in contact with. And I just want you to know, I appreciate the way that you've cooperated with me on coming to meetings. I know sometimes when you got up at 5:30 in the morning, like I always did, that you were wishing it would start at 8 or 8:30. Thank you very much. And with that, I will take and entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Dugard, seconded by Senator Munson. Senate Education is adjourned.